Well, hello there, and welcome to the County Conversation, a podcast featuring employees and subject matter experts in the Fairfax County government discussing programs, services, and items of interest to residents of Fairfax County. I'm your host, Jim Person, and on this edition of the Conversation, I'm chatting with Jeff Morgan, Youth and Teen Program Assistant with the Reston Community Center Summer Camp Program. It's definitely cold outside as we're talking right now. Perhaps summer and summer camp season is not on our minds, except maybe to dream of the warmth that will be here at some point. But it seems like now is a great time to talk about the summer camp program at Reston Community Center. Now, RCC, as I have learned, offers a full slate of half-day and full-day camps that meet a wide range of interests, from cooking to coding, Minecraft to mosaics, pet care to field trips that will travel all around the Virginia, D.C., and Maryland area. Seems that Reston Community Center has you covered. So, Jeff, thanks for being here on the podcast. Looking forward to the conversation.
Happy to be here.
Oh, good man. Let's talk about summer camps.
Let's do it.
I must admit, when I looked at the webpage, I was thinking, summer camp program, okay, you know, one big summer camp. But no, you've got a lot more. But before I get to that and all the number of camps you've got, as I mentioned in the intro, it is January as we're talking, and
yes,
it's cold.
Sir. It's very cold.
People might not be thinking about summer and summer camps. Why should folks be thinking about the summer camp program right now?
Because a lot of parents don't quite realize the urgency. A lot of parents do start to plan their summer camp offerings and what they're going to do with their children this early on. So those parents that don't do it end up falling by the wayside and missing out on really good opportunities.
Okay. So they fill up quick is what you're saying.
They do fill up very, very quick, yes.
Okay. All right. So speaking of that, before we dive into all the camps and let you go through each of them a little bit, what is the deadline since we're talking about timeliness?
February 1st is the registration date begin for all Reston residents. And then that following week on February 8th, if you are not a Reston resident, you may begin registration then. Mm-hmm. And I think the deadline is really once camps fill up. So
right,
once
okay. First come, first serve.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Cool. So you've got a lot of different camps. Before we talk about the specific camps, quite a few of them. I don't know, 5, 6, 7 of them. What's the mission? Like, what are y'all trying to accomplish with the RCC summer camp program?
Our mission is to just foster growth and just community amongst all of our young patrons and all of our campers. I want them to come into our summer camp experience, learn new things, gain new friends, and, you know, continue on in the world with the memory that summer camp taught them something in life.
Have fun.
Exactly. Have fun, but learn a little bit.
Right. I am quite old, but I think I do remember summer camps and the good times I had. But
I fondly remember a lot of my like summer camp counselors growing up, and I think that's what kind of pushed me towards this career path was I fondly remember a lot of those standout counselors, and I wanted to be one of those standout counselors.
Is that how you kind of got into that, being counselor?
Yeah, more or less. I needed a job one day. I heard that Reston Community Center was hiring. The question was, have you ever worked with kids? And I said, no, but I'll give it a try.
Right.
And I loved it.
Okay. Well, you know, that is definitely a good skill to have. A lot of us don't like kids or other people. So.
Yeah. I'm surprised going through the years of how many people I meet that don't like children.
Yeah. I have respect for people that can work with kids or the elderly, that type of thing. It's just not in my temperament or personality.
The elderly are a little bit more tough, honestly. Yeah. It takes a strong person.
Yeah. Several different camps we'll go into. Are there specific age ranges that
we typically try to cover the age range of 6 to 17 years old.
Oh, okay. So broad spectrum. So
very broad spectrum. Okay. Yeah,
elementary.
With a variety of camps suiting each age range.
Yeah. Up through high school age.
Up through high school, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Briefly, give me an overview of the types of camps we're talking about, and then we'll go specifically into them one by one.
So
broadly, what are we talking about?
To cover really just like scheduling opportunities for every parent, we offer full day, half day, and kind of impromptu like travel camps. But our full day camps can be split into a morning and an afternoon. Some of our camp offerings are just scheduled from 9 to 4 a.m. And then we have different travel camps, one aimed at the youth, which is Camp Good Times on the Road, and another one aimed at the more teenage range of road rules.
Okay.
Now's a perfect time as any, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's talk about each camp in specific.
Each camp.
Where do you want to start?
I'll start with specialty camps because specialty camps have the most variety. We offer upwards of about 70 different specialty camps.
Wow.
Anything from woodworking, mosaics. We have a pet adoption kind of care camp called Pawtopia, which is really popular.
Right.
So that's one of our full day offerings.
Hmm.
In the afternoon, the other half of the day, they go to a shelter and get to work with animals things like that.
Hmm.
We have a ton of cooking camps. Another department hosts our Young Actors Theater Camp, which is also widely popular. So that gives kids 5 weeks to learn a craft, study, learn stage direction, and then at the end of those 5 weeks, put on a performance. So.
Okay. So the specialty camps can range from half day to
half
5 weeks?
Half day to full day, exactly.
Okay.
And some parents will only register their kid for a half day because they have plans in the afternoon, and some parents will schedule them in the morning and in the afternoon because they want them to gain that enrichment.
So it's the same, maybe it's the same camp, but there's offerings for half
A lot of times it's different. So a good example is one parent may register their child for mosaics in the morning, and if they register them for, say, parkour in the afternoon, they get to quietly, calmly do mosaics in the morning, sit down and eat lunch with us, and then we transfer them over to the parkour camp.
So you said there's about 70 different
camps,
specialty camp
offerings, yeah. Yes.
Specific age groups for the specialty camps?
That varies. It kind of depends on the program itself. So a lot of our kitchen camps generally tend to range more younger, I want to say 6 to 8, but we also offer a few teen cooking camps. Mosaics has a younger cohort as well as an older cohort, same with our woodworking camp. So we try to span each topic through the 6 to 17 year old range.
So on the website, RCC website, it said youth specialty camps and teen specialty camps. So that's kind of what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're talking about.
Okay.
A lot of the teen specialty camps are a bit more adventurous. So a lot of our teen camp specialty camps will do things like rock climbing. So we'll go to a different venue and the kids will rock climb and gain the knowledge off site while coming back.
You mentioned the Young Actors Theater before. Focus on that for a minute.
Yeah, that is, it runs year round. We have a fall session, a kind of spring, or sorry, excuse me, fall, winter session, spring session, and then a summer camp session. So that's 5 weeks. First come, first serve registration basis, but it's widely popular. I've seen a lot of kids pull out of YAT and then go on to do middle school theater and high school theater and then go on to do production with other colleges and things like that. So. That's one of our more popular camps offered by the Arts and Education Department.
Okay.
For us, you know,
so. Acting experience required to?
Really, no. I think it helps, but I've seen a lot of kids come in very fresh and very nervous. But at the end of that 5 weeks, I go to see every performance. So watching the kid be very nervous on the first week to blossoming and performing on stage.
Come out of their shell.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know if you know specifically about that camp in particular, but. I mean, what are, like, some of the structure? I mean, it's 5 weeks.
It's 5 weeks. Each, I think they have three separate groups, and those groups are more or less kind of on age range, but sometimes on acting ability.
Hmm.
And in the first week, it's that first 3 or so days, there's casting. So they go through audition process.
Oh, okay.
That next week, once everybody's been cast, they work on blocking. I know the department hires choreographers. And contractors to get the stage and everything ready. So they go through learning music, they go through choreography throughout those weeks. And then I think week 4 is when they really start to hit the stage, practice the blocking, and week 5 they go to performance.
That.
Yeah, it's really great.
So I wouldn't be interested in the acting part, but I might be interested in like stage production or being backhand. Is that part of this as well? Or is it just focusing on the acting?
I think for the younger guys, it focuses a lot more on the acting. What I have noticed is a lot of kids that have done YAT that come back, not necessarily to be a camper, will work behind the scenes, production and stuff like that. And that usually spans from acting wasn't quite their thing, or the acting was their big thing, but they also love the production side of it. So they can come back as an older camper and participate that
way. Get some that way. All right. There's something also called... LARK, L-A-R-K,
yes.
Lake Ann Art Rave for Kids.
Yes.
That, I think I understand what that is, but what is a rave for kids?
That camp actually runs bi-weekly. It is another camp that spins off of our Arts and Education Department, but that is held at our Lake Ann facility. Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, I haven't actually had a much personal involvement in that mm-hmm. camp, but from what I understand, it's biweekly arts, crafts, and creation. So as an artist myself, I really appreciate that it just fosters a creativity right. throughout the week. So
what kind of art do you do?
I am a spray paint artist myself.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. Cool. We'll talk about that some more. So, road rules. Yes. Rules is spelled
slightly. R-U-L-Z. Yes. Yeah. That was that's when I first came on. That's how it's been spelled, and that's how it will always be spelled.
Any reason for that, or do you know why?
I think it was just for teens different? To be a little more edgy. Yeah, teens to be edgy, teens to stand out.
Yeah. So. All right. So what is road rules?
Road rules is actually kind of where Camp Good Times on the Road got its birthplace from. But road rules used to be a lot more expansive when the Rustic Community Center had a separate teen and youth department. But road rules is what started the field trip-based camp.
Oh, okay.
So road rules used to meet up in the morning, 8:30, get onto a nice school bus and go to places like the Ray Caverns, to King's Dominion, to Six Ooh, Flags, to water parks and things like that. And so we still do a lot of that same thing, maybe less adventurous, just to save on time and things like that. Because the farther you go, the harder it is to get back on time. But yeah, Road Rules is really our teen cohort, and the teens do love it. It's a great time for them to pal around, join their friends, meet new friends, connect with counselors that, you know, they might find as good role models.
So it seems like that would seemingly tie in with the next one, Camp Good Times on the Road. Does it, or am I missing
it? It most certainly does.
Sorry. Okay.
Camp Good Times on the Road began, let's say, 14 or 15 years ago, due to the original Camp Good Times was hosted out of an elementary school. So it was very traditional camp style. Your parents would drop you off at this one facility. You would do different crafts and activities, rotate to different structured counselors to do different things. And then at 4:30, 5 o'clock, you'd get picked up. Reston Community Center and really Fairfax County, the schools kind of stopped taking in camp programs. So my boss at the time asked, you know, do you think Camp Good Times itself could be mirrored after road rules? And me, you know, working with I generally try to never say no. Right. So I went with I think we can do it. So we spent that whole fall winter kind of plotting and planning trips that we could do with kids that mirrored Camp Good Times. And over the years, things have changed, but I think we've got it at a really good point where it's by far one of our most popular camps.
Okay.
By and large.
So, what do they do?
We, every 5 days, for 5 weeks, every day, Monday through Friday, we go on a different field trip.
Every day of the week?
Every day of the week, Monday through Friday.
Wow.
So, different field trip every single day. Parents check in their kids at 9 o'clock. We usually hit the road by 9:20. We go as far as Pennsylvania sometimes, but a lot of times it's local museums and other excursions that we've researched and found. So the kids get to go to the zoo, the Air and Space Museum. We've been to a place called Diggerland in New Jersey, which is a really cool kind of construction-themed amusement park. Yeah, so depending on like your chaperone or the size and age of the kid, these children get to man, you know, construction equipment, which is really, really cool. So we did that once. The Turkey Hill experience in Pennsylvania is really good. So they get to learn about the Turkey Hill Ice Cream Company and all of their teas and lemonades. And every Friday we do a water park to keep us local. Wow. But yeah, there's something different every day and there's something for everyone.
Yeah. Several questions I want to ask about that, but we will get to that in a moment. We're here on the County Conversation Podcast chatting with Jeff Morgan, Youth and Teen Program Assistant with the Reston Community Center Summer Camp Program. We are talking about summer and summer camps, and you were talking about all those field trips every day. I was thinking, this is not just something you can throw together, you know, like May or June or whatever. Oh, no. This seems like this is maybe year-round planning for summer camps.
It really is. I joke with my staff a lot that once summer camp closes in mid-August, I give myself about a 2-week break before I start planning for the next summer camp season.
Right.
In my eyes, summer camp starts in like December.
Okay.
But yeah, we spend typically that entire year reaching out to vendors, contractors, our bus company, different instructors to try to see what offerings we can place into our summer camps and what needs are out there in the community that we can fill.
Yeah. So I assume it's easier now than it was when all these programs first started, because you've got some history.
Yeah, it's definitely easier now, but things change, which is one of those like kind of roadblocks that we run into throughout the year. So a lot of times pricing will change, or places close down, or vendors move. So, but it's a lot easier now that we kind of have a strong like base footing.
Yeah. Do you like get feedback from campers and parents like, this one really sucked, I don't want to go back to there again?
So absolutely.
You think about that, and maybe something's really, really popular, so you make sure you do that at least once, or if not twice.
Absolutely. Yeah, I try to ask my kids throughout the trip, like how things are going, or throughout the experience, what they like, what they don't like. I also make sure to ask my counseling staff at the end what they think worked. So we do try to reach out and get a lot of feedback on things that we can change and what we can make better.
Just got a few minutes left. I want to make sure we hit some of the logistics if we can. So you mentioned earlier on February 1st is the deadline for Reston residents.
Reston residents may start registering at the RestonCommunityCenter.com website/camps on February 1st.
Okay. So online registration a week after.
The week after.
Anybody can register.
Anybody can register.
Okay.
So Reston resident qualifies if you live in Reston or if you work in Reston or what we call small district 5.
Okay.
And if you don't live in Reston or if you don't work in Reston, then February 8th is when you would go ahead and register.
Okay. Price difference between the two?
There's a small price difference of about 40%, give or take.
Kind of the way it has always kind of worked,
exactly,
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So go to RestonCommunityCenter.com/camps. Pretty easy to follow the registration.
That's pretty easy to follow the registration. If you've never done a program with the Reston Community Center before, it's also equally easy, but you'll want to sign in and create yourself a household. So that's the information that you put into the system that marks where you live and how many people live in your household. And once that's all set up, you can go through the system and individually register each independent person in the household for whatever program you
want. Mentioned cost. Any scholarships, fee waivers, any kind of things like
we
that?
We do have a big scholarship and fee waiver program that can, information for that can be found on our website under the Find Your Forms section. So, RestonCommunityCenter.com/findyourforms.
Okay.
We have fee waiver and scholarship opportunities for parents on free and reduced lunch and a litany of other different things. So,
okay. You mentioned lunch earlier in the program, or snacks, or those kind of things. Are those all inclusive in the camp fee, or how does that work?
We do not include a lunch or snack, and really that's just due to like the allergy restrictions and things like that. We want to be as careful and cautious as we can. So when it comes to all of our camp programs, we request that all campers and parents provide lunch for them. So if they're doing a specialty camp in the building, morning and afternoon, we recommend that they bring a snack, because every camp, morning and afternoon, gets a quick little lunch break or a quick little snack break. And then at 12 o'clock, we do lunch. So we recommend the kids bring lunch then, especially if they're going to be there all day, and also pack an afternoon snack. And same with the travel camp, but more so with the travel camp, because you're using a lot more energy that the kids don't realize. So they go through that food.
Or bring some cash if there's places to buy food or wherever you're going.
We generally let the teens bring cash.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
one
yeah.
of those like letting them learn to be young adults and responsible.
Yeah.
There's some challenges with the youth when it comes to bringing cash.
Sure.
They want to spend it on everything.
Yeah. Question I know parents are going to be interested in is camper to staff ratio.
The ratio we try to hold is about 8 to 1, between 8 and 10 to 1, depends on the age range, but we do very closely follow Fairfax County Public Schools like ratio guidelines.
Qualifications for counselors and staff?
Really just a love and care for working with children. We definitely try to take on as many like teachers and things that we can, but really just anybody that has a passion or a love to teach or foster, you know, enrichment with children, that's who we take on.
Folks, parents listening right now, or maybe go ahead and get registered February 1st if you're a Reston resident, February 8th if you're not. Maybe April something happens and they need to cancel. How do cancellations and refunds work?
Cancellation and refunds, as long as you cancel with up to 2 weeks out, you will receive a full refund.
Okay, so no later than 2 weeks before the camp starts.
No later than 2 weeks, unless it's like some extenuating circumstances that we can be flexible with. But typically 2 weeks out.
All right. And camps start when?
Camps start June 16th this summer.
Okay. So
June, right,
July,
the
August.
Week right after Fairfax County Public Schools get out.
Okay.
In June, July, August. August 15th will be the last day that Friday.
Okay. So those again?
June 16th through August 15th.
Okay. So Three full months, really.
Three full months.
Summer fun.
about nine weeks of summer camp.
Yep. Wow. Okay. Half day, full day, trips, and everything.
You've got it all, yes.
Yeah. What have I not asked you that you really feel like parents or kids, if they're listening, would really want to know about the summer camp offerings at Reston Community Center? I stumped you with that one, didn't I?
Yeah, I think I think we touched on everything. I think one thing I can say is if you haven't had the opportunity or if you've only heard about us, definitely try to get in around February 1st through February 8th and register. Give us a chance. Try our programs out. We have a lot of fun things.
Is there any advantage for parents to go ahead and get registered and maybe then cancel? Does that cause a problem?
Not necessarily. I mean, a lot of our programs do wait lists. It does kind of, you know, put a damper on those other families' plans. But if something does come up, we definitely do recommend registering just to get that spot. And if something comes up, please cancel and leave that spot for the next, you know, available participant. But
cancel,
we understand that things
as soon as you know.
Cancel as soon as you know, yes.
Yeah. All right. I kind of stumped you with that last question. I hate to ask you this one. Your final thought, be sure to tell us where we can go to register for the camps, but just what Reston Summer Camp program is meant to you and meant to some of the kids you've enjoyed spending time with over the past few years.
This summer camp experience that I've had over these almost 18 years has been the most important work that I've ever done in my life.
Wow.
I'm still very close with a lot of my like earliest existing families. So I still keep in contact with a lot of these kids that are now college age and beyond. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to a lot of my former campers that now have campers or children of their own. So it's really been, you know, my life's work to just bring these summer camps to Reston. I can't think of much more to add. Reston Community Center.
Like,
yeah.
It.
I really do. I love what I do. I love what we've created. I love the experiences that the Reston citizens and even the people not from Reston get to take part in.
Website, where can folks go?
RestonCommunityCenter.com/camps.
Awesome. Jeff, thank you so much, man.
That's my
pleasure. Enjoyed the conversation.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Bubbly, fun guy to be with, so I can see why kids would love having you as a
I'm more or less known as the summer camp guy.
Okay. Jeff, summer camp guy Morgan with us on the County Conversation Podcast. Thanks to him for being here, and thanks to you for listening. If you want to hear more conversations with Fairfax County's finest, be sure to follow us on SoundCloud.com/Fairfax County, as well as our podcast webpage, FairfaxCounty.gov/podcast. The County Conversation is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.